From Tibbetts on June 6, 2011, this is Apple Responds to Increasingly Serious Mac Defender Situation by Adam C. Angst. Most Mac malware of recent years has been more smoke than fire, with security firms issuing dire warnings about some new malware only to have it fall off the radar within weeks. The recent appearance of the scareware Mac Defender, also seen as Mac Protector and Mac Security, is breaking that mold, with the number of infections increasing rapidly. After talking with an AppleCare support rep, Ed Bott at ZDNet has done some back-of-the-envelope calculations to estimate that as many as 60,000 to 125,000 customers could be affected, with the number growing. Bott's conversation also listed the interesting fact that Apple had told AppleCare reps not to help customers with removing Mac Defender, instead pointing people at antivirus software. That was odd, since Mac Defender doesn't worm its way into a system particularly far, and is easily removed by hand. Although we don't know if AppleCare reps are now being allowed to help callers remove Mac Defender, Apple is clearly taking the malware more seriously. The company has now posted a support document that outlines how to identify and remove Mac Defender. Even more interesting is the fact that Apple last week released Security Update 2011-003 that specifically deals with Mac Defender. What's fascinating about this move is that Apple almost never acknowledges specific pieces of malware. It's not uncommon for Apple to add general protective features to Mac OS X and Safari, but Apple seldom adds code to Mac OS X to deal with a particular threat. On the one hand, doing so makes good sense, since Mac Defender's deception is clearly sufficient to fool lots of users into entering an admin password, and a relatively small percentage of Mac users run antivirus software that would protect them. On the other hand, we're left wondering if this is something Apple plans to do whenever a sufficiently serious threat appears, or if it's a one-off. And we're certain that antivirus firms like Intego, Symantec, and McAfee are wondering the same thing, since if Apple were to take on malware protection more seriously, it could make it all the harder to sell antivirus software solutions to Mac users. Beware Mac Guard. Increasing the level of concern is the fact that Intego has identified a new Mac Defender variant called Mac Guard. Mac Guard works generally along the same lines as Mac Defender, but uses a different installation technique that doesn't require an admin password. Mac Guard accomplishes this trick by relying on a poisoned web page that automatically downloads not an application, but an installer package called avsetup.pkg. If Safari's Open Safe Files After Downloading option, or the equivalent in Firefox or Google, see the previous Mac Defender article for details, is checked, Apple's installer automatically opens avsetup.pkg, which then installs an application called avrunner in the Applications folder and deletes itself to cover its tracks. Installing into the Applications folder doesn't require a password if you're logged in as an administrator. AVRunner then launches automatically and downloads the Mac Guard application from the internet, hiding it within the AVRunner package and launching it as well. Of course, if you have disabled the Open Safe Files After Downloading option, you'll still have a zip file containing avsetup.pkg in your downloads folder, and you'll have to avoid opening that manually. Just trash it. Avoiding Mac Defender. It's worth noting that Mac Defender is just scareware, with the main threat of capturing your credit card number if you're fooled into buying the software. As far as anyone has found so far, all Mac Defender does is open web pages to porn sites, which could be embarrassing, of course, and present spurious warnings about how your Mac is infected, all aimed at getting you to buy the software to eliminate the warnings. It's essentially a protection racket, but Mac Defender does not replicate itself or cause any other harm, as far as anyone currently knows. So, should you find yourself or someone you know attacked by Mac Defender, you have a number of chances to thwart its evil plans. In order, first, avoid visiting poisoned websites. Unfortunately, there's no way to know whether or not a site has been poisoned ahead of time, and the key to Mac Defender's success has been its capability to use search engine optimization techniques to push rogue sites up in search engine rankings, making the rogue site seem worth visiting. Sophos Labs has a white paper that explains SEO poisoning. Second, turn off options like Safari's Open Safe Files After Downloading that open downloaded files immediately. That's important because these rogue sites can, as soon as they're visited, cause your web browser to download a file. If it's downloaded but not opened, you have a chance to delete it from your downloads folder before it does any harm. Third, if prompted for an administrator password when you haven't intentionally downloaded an application you know and trust, do not enter the password. I know we're prompted for our admin passwords all the time, but really, take a moment and make sure you're entering it only when appropriate. If you don't enter the password when prompted, the software can't be installed. Fourth, should you accidentally get this far, or have Mac Guard worm its way onto your Mac, such that you're faced with an application running that you didn't intentionally download, immediately do a web search on the name of the application so you can learn more about it, at which point you discover that it's not legitimate. If you're flustered, shut your Mac off and contact someone who knows much more about this sort of thing before proceeding. Fifth and finally, if such an application ever pushes you to enter credit card information, just don't do it. At the moment, this is the only damage Mac Defender can do, but having your credit card number stolen is not fun and can require a non-trivial amount of work in terms of changing automatic payments, stored payment information, and so on. I think many of us in the press rather poo-pooed Mac Defender, since it seemed like there were too many places to short-circuit its nefarious plans. But we may have overestimated the security sophistication of many Mac users. As Apple's star has risen, so too is the number of Mac users who have minimal security awareness. It's a bit like a lot of country folks moving to the city, where they become easy prey for all sorts of scams and criminal activities that city dwellers know how to avoid from having grown up throwing deadbolts, setting car alarms, and holding onto their purses. A friend's 11-year-old son was infected by Mac Defender and its Mac security variant. It's unclear what site downloaded the malware, but when it prompted for the admin password that he didn't know, he asked his mother for help. She wasn't paying much attention since she hadn't started the download, so she absentmindedly entered the admin password, and the deed was done. Luckily, my friend, who's an IT director, learned of the situation before anyone got to the point of trying to buy the program, and we were able to delete all traces of the malware. But this shows just how clever Mac Defender's technique is. So does this change our advice that Mac users shouldn't run antivirus software? For Tidbits readers, I still say no, they shouldn't, since I think anyone who reads Tidbits regularly probably has a sense of when something is unusual or wrong and knows enough to shut it down. That said, I may be rethinking our recommendation for the sort of users who stand no chance of identifying unusual behavior. It may be just like offering advice to a graduating college student who's moving from a small town to a large city. Such a person probably needs a lot more coaching and help than a similar student who grew up with constant parental warnings about what to do and what not to do. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and be careful out there. I really don't think if you're paying attention you need to run antivirus software, but if you've got friends or relatives who have no clue of being able, no chance of being able to identify Mac Defender if they're infected, probably worth looking into some software for them.